This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight. It's a Thursday morning, and so we are joined, as always, by Mr. Bob Akin. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You're obviously in good form.
And well,
that was certainly
be.
A forceful assertion of our station identity.
Well, if there ought be no question about something,
that's what I'm talking about.
It's what you're listening to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as we continue to make those claims and identify what you're listening to, let's listen to Bob Akin breaking down some things in the media right now.
Well, speaking of breaking things down in media, you and Scott have been doing a pretty good job yourselves. And
did you hear that interview with Dan Rather?
For those who have not, and who have not yet visited the KETR.org website, we strongly recommend this. It's not a bad piece. In fact, it's about the best thing that's been done around
here
in quite some time.
Right.
And we strongly recommend that.
Right.
There is also a piece that's up on the Washington Post website from yesterday's paper.
I try to copy us over there.
That's going to be there. And as you left them in your dust, poor David Ignatius was just trying to keep up with your standard by writing one of the more interesting columns about the deal that's in the works, with Iran. And which, if it turns out to be remotely accurate, and given Ignatius' friendships and contacts within the intelligence community, pretty good chance it may be. So, again, we strongly recommend, after you've gone to KETR.org, go to the Washington Post and find Ignatius' column from Wednesday. And once you've done those homework assignments, let's do a little review about who is Hillary Rosen and why is she saying all those horrible things about Ann Romney?
Now, what is the deal with all that?
Well, we've heard from every Republican operative and personality on Fox News, but then I repeat myself. Hillary Rosen is described invariably as Democratic operative and strategist.
Sure.
While her business partner fit that description, she doesn't. I think we ought to talk a little bit about who the real Hillary Rosen is. I'm not going to let her off the hook, but not because she said something inartful about Ann Romney, but because the real Hillary Rosen is somebody, while I have no doubt she is a Democrat, she's not a strategist or even certainly not an operative. She's a fundraiser. She's a bundler. She goes out and bundles money to deliver to Democratic candidates.
Right.
But her professional history was for spending many years in Washington, I think easily 10, maybe 15 years, at the RIAA, the Recording Industry Association of America, the trade association for the music business. She was the one who led the charge back 10, 12 years ago against Napster and other free downloads.
Right.
She is also the one who has managed in the years before and since to have bundled money for worthy Democrats, including two Democratic administrations and a lot of folks on the Hill, from people who normally would not be caught dead contributing to a Democratic candidate.
Right.
But she is one who raises protection money and then undermines initiatives. A horrible activity. We'll stop short of saying she's never worked a day in her life. She works overtime trying to undo the good works of other Democrats.
Okay.
For instance, who is the leading bundler for for-profit colleges and other educational entities trying to weaken educational standards in any legislation or in what's going on at the Department of Ed? Hillary Rosen. There are a number of other, even more objectionable activities that she has engaged in. She's raised a lot of money, but it's something that, in terms of what she actually does for a living, I'm reminded of the wisdom of former Governor Earl Long of Louisiana, who was wont to say, in terms of his dealings with his own legislature, he said, "My brother Huey found it expedient to buy the legislature. I have found it more economical to rent them." Well, Hillary Rosen is one of those Democrats in name only. We've got them too. It's not just rhinos on the Republican side. We find Democrats who are susceptible, and we got them, to being rented.
Sure.
Now, speaking of being rented, I'm reminded of what John McCain once said about those who corrupt and subvert the appropriations process for the exchange of campaign contributions. He said, may not be able to stop them, but we can sure make them famous.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what has happened to Alec. Now, that's not who Michael J. Fox played on television. This is the Alec that's the American Legislative Exchange Council that was formed a few years back, now almost 40, by a couple of Republican operatives, to use that overworked word, to try to steer state legislatures in a more conservative bent. Well, they found out they really couldn't get access unless they brought in some like-minded businesses, which they found, well, Coors, a couple others, eventually the Koch brothers and their varied interests. What they have done has been to bring a number of major Fortune 500 companies in ostensibly to promote pro-business legislation with model bills that would get introduced not just in one state legislature and then copied a few years later, but simultaneously around the country. Well, it has since been used by the NRA, by the various right to life groups and whatnot, stuff that has little to do ostensibly with promoting a better business climate. Now that the Stand Your Ground law in Florida turns out to have been an ALEC initiative, the voter ID legislation, the various punitive bills concerning immigration that have been dropped, and it turns out they all came out of ALEC.
Right.
And the result of making them famous, because this is something they'd never really counted on before,
right,
that they have been since identified. Well, McDonald's has quit them. So is Wendy's. So is Coca-Cola. So is Pepsi.
Right.
So has Intuit. It's kind of like Michael Jordan said from the other side about why he doesn't endorse folks. He said, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Right.
Well, exactly. They have found out that Democrats buy hamburgers and Cokes.
Right.
Where we're going to pick up next week is going to be, now that the silly season is winding down, let's start looking, because besides going to the Washington Post this week, your other homework assignment is to go to peoplepress.org for a really good baseline poll for the elections that Pew has got out, which shows a narrowing lead for Obama, 49-45, as a kind of baseline. Interestingly enough, that is precisely the average of the last five presidential elections, D versus R, over the last 20 years.
We'll have to pick that up next week.
That's where we'll do it.
All right. Mr. Aiken, thank you so much for joining us.
And we will do it again.
This is your station, 88.9 KETR.